بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei's opinion on the blessed month of Ramadan.
رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Month of Ramadan draws people's attention to life after death. June 23, 2015.
One issue that is repeated in the prayers of the auspicious month of Ramadan is drawing people's attention to the world after this material world, the world of death, the world of the grave, the world of the judgment day, and one's difficulties in facing divine calculations and divine questioning. This is one of the issues that exist in the prayers of the auspicious month of Ramadan. Paying attention to this is very important for us officials who have certain responsibilities. A factor that helps us control and monitor this is attention to these worlds. When we understand that not the weight of an atom becomes absent from him, the Holy Quran chapter 34, verse 3, that no small move, action, and statement will escape the eyes of divine calculators after our death, and that we will be questioned about all these things, this will deeply affect our behavior, our statements, and our moves.
Yeah.
During Ramadan, we should establish a spiritual relationship with ourselves and others. July 2, 2014.
The environment of Ramadan is the environment of warmth, spirituality, honesty, and purity. We should try to make the most of this environment, both for the sake of our spiritual relationship with God. We should strengthen this spiritual and personal relationship with Allah the Exalted, because the best and the greatest advantage for anyone is a strengthening this relationship, and for the sake of our eternal life in the hereafter, because the real life exists in the hereafter. Making the most of this environment is beneficial for both the hereafter and our life in this world. Besides, we should try to benefit from this spiritual and pure environment which exists in the month of Ramadan on a public level for establishing a proper and spiritual relationship between ourselves and other people, for making correct decisions and for adopting proper measures. In our relationships with other people, we should be optimistic. We should have trust in others. We should be kind and well-wishing.
Providing the people with simple iftar is a very appropriate act. August 9, 2013.
It is good to pay attention to this issue, which is the act of providing the people with simple and unadorned iftar meals in our mosques and on the streets of many cities of the country. Unlike the act of offering extravagant iftar meals, which we heard a number of people did, this is a very appropriate act. Under the pretext of offering iftar meals, these people engaged in extravagant acts. Instead of becoming an instrument for establishing a psychological relationship with the poor and the deprived in the month of Ramadan, they indulged themselves in carnal desires by doing this. We do not want to say that if somebody eats a delicious food during iftar, this is forbidden. No. According to Sharia, these things are not forbidden. But extravagance and overindulgence are forbidden. The extravagance which is sometimes witnessed in such occasions is forbidden. It is so much better for those who want to offer iftar meals to do this by cherishing the tradition which has become common.
That was the part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, during the gathering with thousands of people from various groups.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.